Listening for ultimate beliefs in secular and spiritual but not religious conversations. Some people will tell you, I am not religious. Others may say, I am spiritual but not religious. Some will speak of science, energy, the universe, personal truth, consciousness, or becoming their highest self. A Christian leader should not panic when hearing these words, but we also should not assume there is no altar in the room. Comparative religion ministry skills help us listen for what is treated as ultimate. A secular person may not believe in God, but may still treat science, progress, freedom, the self, reason, success, justice, nature, or human autonomy as finally dependable. A spiritual but not religious person may reject organized religion, but still believe the universe has a plan, energy can guide them, karma balances life, or the higher self knows the way. The first ministry skill is respectful curiosity. Instead of saying, so you do not believe in anything, a wiser question is, when life gets hard, what do you trust most? Or, what gives your life meaning? Or, when you think about death, hope, or purpose, what framework helps you make sense of it? These questions do not attack, they invite reflection. A second ministry skill is listening for sacred words. People may use words like truth, love, freedom, peace, healing, authenticity, energy, or universe. These words can sound familiar, but they may carry meanings very different from Christian faith. A person may say, I just need to be true to myself. That could mean honest self-awareness. It could also mean the self has become the final authority. A third ministry skill is noticing the human problem. In secular naturalism, the problem may be ignorance, suffering, injustice, limitation, or mortality. In spiritual but not religious thought, the problem may be negative energy, disconnection, shame, fear, low vibration, or not living authentically. Then ask, what is the path to restoration? Is it education, therapy, activism, self-expression, meditation, manifestation, moral progress, personal freedom, scientific advancement? Christian leaders do not need to mock these longings. Many reveal real human hunger for truth, healing, belonging, and hope. But we also bear witness that Jesus Christ offers more than personal improvement or cosmic encouragement. He offers reconciliation with God, forgiveness of sin, embodied resurrection hope, and new creation life. The goal is not to win a quick argument. The goal is to listen well, discern the altar, and build a gospel bridge with patience, humility, and Christ-centered clarity.